If you're a lifelong Chicagoan, mm-hmm. or you work downtown, you probably have been to Gene and Giorgetti's, which is one of the great joints in the history of the term joint, right?
Absolutely.
It's a steakhouse. It's like an Italian steakhouse, but it's one of the it's got a bar that when you walk into, mm-hmm. it's somewhere between It's a Wonderful Life and Cheers, and it's like the most it's a mainstay of business people for generations. My parents talked about my grandparents going to Gene and Giorgetti's, and I on more than one occasion I know some people who were near the end who said they wanted their last meal to be at Gene and Giorgetti's. That's what it's like.
Well, weddings, special events, so many people I know have gone there just to celebrate and just have a great meal. And generations, like you say, Ro. It's like your dad went there, then you go there, and it's amazing. It's an institution.
There's an upstairs where sometimes it's open for dinner, and then sometimes it's a special event, and then sometimes you're not allowed to go up there because God knows what's going on.
Who knows?
And that's exactly
who's
the point.
Asking.
So there was a shock.
I know.
When I woke up on Saturday to the news, mm-hmm. that there had been a fire in Gene and Giorgetti's. How Michelle DiPetti is with us, mm-hmm. one of the owners. Well, how old is that building?
So the original wood frame building is actually from 1874.
Mm-hmm.
But fortunately, that part of the restaurant was not affected by the fire.
Because it would no longer be here if it were.
Correct.
That would be the case.
That is correct. That fire, that wood that built the building was foraged from the Chicago fire.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were extremely lucky that it was a grease fire that was in the kitchen. Unfortunately, that went up, straight up from the kitchen, up the mm-hmm. chute, and then out the roof. But it was in the new section, which I use air quotes because that section is 25 years old. But new is relative at Gene and Giorgetti.
Right.
My dad.
When did the first restaurant open? In that space?
The original, 1941. We opened in 1941 there.
And I saw some of the headlines. Is it the oldest steakhouse in Chicago?
Because
mm-hmm. the Tribune said that, and Eater mm-hmm. said it, and a couple others. Yeah. I did not know that.
And it's one of the few, it's one of the oldest left in Chicago, just restaurants in general. And then the same family, I'm third generation, so Gene was my grandfather. And it is the oldest steakhouse in Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, wild. So the facade, the front of it that you would see under the L tracks, mm-hmm. very unassuming, that we all know and love, mm-hmm. that's all preserved.
Yep.
It'd be in the back. Can you see it?
So the kitchen is actually on the Franklin side, but it was inside. And so the majority of, there was some damage on the roof from the fire. And then there was primarily smoke and water damage. The firefighters did a phenomenal job of taking extreme care of the building. They were so compassionate about it.
Oh, that's nice.
I was the first one in my family to arrive that morning.
It was like 6:30 in the morning or something.
It was about 6:30, yeah. And I had arrived home from Europe. I was at O'Hare at 9:30 because I'm also a wedding planner. I had a wedding in Italy last week. So I got home a little jet lagged. I happened to be up, and I get this phone call from one of our servers that was like, you know, our morning kitchen guy, Danny, was there, and this fire started, and he couldn't get a hold of anybody. He didn't have my number, and it was a little bit early for my parents. So I was the first one to arrive on the scene.
Oh, my gosh. What were you thinking?
I didn't really prepare myself. I thought, okay, this is probably something small. I was a little irritated, to be honest, because I thought, of course, I'm jet lagged, I'm exhausted, like this is happening, this family business is mm-hmm. always, right? And then when I...
this damn family business.
It's one of those
this
things.
19, frickin' 41!
Yeah, it's like one of those things.
80 when years! When what am I supposed to do?
Right, like when you're in it,
now you're
like,
in charge.
People are always like, oh my God, is it amazing? And you're like, But, you know, then something like this happens, and then all the jokes kind of go out the window. The street was blocked, the whole block, and there were multiple fire trucks, and I broke down, I cried.
Aww.
And I'm not really that. I'm not a crier. I was in tears, and police and fire were so nice to me. Like, the guys in the 18th district really took care of me. They were so good and, like, just really compassionate and kind. I couldn't really speak at the moment. I just remembered my grandfather being behind that bar, and I didn't know at the time that it had only been contained in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if the original building
had
been damaged. I didn't know what I was walking into. So it was a lot.
A lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
Checkered tablecloths throughout Chicago should be at half mast right now, out of respect.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did you hear she mentioned jet lag and she wasn't on her A game, just like the Bears, Ro?
Please.
Just like the Bears.
Why did you do that?
Like
now you're trolling me.
Oh.
Why would you troll me? Don't bring that. Do not follow this, Michelle.
Oh.
I will deal with
Sorry,
you later.
Michelle.
All right. So back to this. So in terms of the damage, is there damage upstairs in the upstairs part?
So the second floor had some water and smoke damage. That's where the majority of the damage is. And then in the kitchen itself. So we're in the process right now. I have to give a major shout out to Care Roofing because they came. Mark Zaccaro came. The fire had gone through the roof and had left some holes. And I don't know if you guys remember Saturday, it poured rain at night.
Yeah.
And before that rain came, the roof was sealed and they were able to help us offset, like we prevented additional damage. And in collaboration with another company called Restore Restoration, who does all of our. I had to.
Trust me. Within 15 seconds, our sales guys will be calling those guys.
So
did you hear your name just got mentioned over by Gina Giorgetti's?
They are amazing. They do like disaster assistance.
Yeah.
So they were on site with cleaning and all of that because you walk in when the fire department leaves, and although they are wonderful at
their
job,
it
was raining.
It's scary.
It was really unsettling.
Site.
And I mean, I was standing in the kitchen trying to assess what was going on, and it was raining in the kitchen, raining, and I couldn't
from the fire water.
From the second floor down, and so the ceiling was gone.
Mm.
And it was just you look at your equipment, and you just look at everything, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
So those two guys really helped kind of get me through that initial shock, and then the good news, like I said, is the original wood frame building was not affected. We are currently assessing what the damage will be, what needs to be cleaned, what needs to be replaced. Obviously, our goal is to open our Chicago location as soon as possible. Rosemont is still open in the meantime. You can ding there if you want because I just
the Rosemont Gina and Giorgetti
she's
still open.
Calling for it.
I know she
That's
is.
Pretty good.
This is going great. All right, so I know you have servers and staff and people who have worked there for years.
Yeah.
And now there's going to be a little break of work for them. But you don't have any estimate though of when
I don't have a specific
they
estimate.
Come back.
We're trying to go as quickly as possible, but dot all the I's and cross the T's.
Right.
And be really responsible. The whole restaurant itself, whether or not it's that newer building or the wood frame, is an old. It's an old restaurant. It's an old establishment. So we have to be mindful of what we need to replace and how all of that
is
going
to work. Right,
the structure
of it.
Yeah,
you get water, especially in the floor of the old, if it's seeping to the old part, you got to make sure.
And smoke can get in. I mean, I've learned more than I ever wanted to know about how corrosive smoke can be and how it can get in between paneling and it can go into sections of walls and cause damage. And so there are environmental testers in there. We want, of course, when we reopen to be clean and safe and ready for customers. So we're being very mindful of all the steps we need to take and we're going to do it right. But we will be open again.
Okay. So you're committed to reopening?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't really have an option. My dad would never accept an alternative.
Because
then he'd have nowhere to go.
Right. So. I would have nowhere to go.
Right. All of us would have nowhere to go.
At least, you know, in my rotation.
It is in our rotation.
Yeah, it's tough to take it out of the rotation.
Sure.
What, in terms of the bar, which is for people who I know that so many generations of families in Chicago have done a special event there, whatever, Gina and Giorgetti's downtown. So that bar area is not affected in any way, that main floor.
Asking for a friend.
I'm just asking for a friend. Because anything happened to that Lucille
Please don't
Ball
break
picture,
the bar.
I swear to God.
No, so the mahogany bar and all of some of the oil paintings, the Lucille Ball photo that you mentioned, those are all, they all had some smoke. They were exposed to smoke, not necessarily
damaged.
Well,
she was exposed to smoke for about 80 years.
She's used to it.
Yeah,
she's very used to it. She's the trooper.
Mm-hmm.
But the artwork and everything will be treated and cleaned, but it wasn't damaged necessarily. So, it still looks the same. So, it'll still be the same.
All right. Just want to make sure everything's
okay. Yeah, no, it's okay. And
So, are we talking about weeks or months here, do you think?
I would say right now somewhere between weeks and months. I would say to be. I can't really give. I'm not trying to be.
Wouldn't it be nice to be open for the Christmas season?
Yeah, the Christmas holidays.
Yeah,
it would be amazing to be open for the holidays, and that's fourth quarter in the restaurant industry. That's your strongest quarter.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like every downtown business does a Christmas party.
100%. And we have a really great private dining department who is now reaching out to clients a little bit at a time. We don't want our reservations and our customers to panic. We're kind of going one step at a time.
Got
being
it.
Mindful of everyone that's booking.
All right.
So I don't know yet exactly when. And as soon as I do, we're going to use all of our social media channels and website, and we'll be emailing. I was doing, trying to do like Instagram and Facebook Lives the day of, just so people kind of knew and didn't panic. Mm-hmm. We know how important those parties are. We're not going to leave anybody hanging.
Well, that's right. When you saw the alert initially, you thought, oh no. Yeah. I mean, how bad is it? Because right. initially when it crossed Saturday morning, I thought, oh my gosh.
Right. Well, it kept saying like, I saw like consumed by fire and closed for business.
Right. There were a few words there that scared you to think
they did. And that's when I started sort of on our channels and on my personal social media kind of reaching out and being like, no, we will be back. You know? Everybody just needs to take a deep breath.
So. All right.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's the only reason I got to right now. I'm just thinking what the efficiencies in gross domestic product in the advertising industry in Chicago is going to do. It's going to go through the roof because those people are actually going to have to work now as opposed to getting drunk at noon. And
they can Uber out to Rosemont.
Give it a ding. Nicely done.
This thing's on fire.
Thank you.
Now.
You're getting my mileage out of the bell.
Oh, good God's sake. Yeah, I mean it's like a murderer's row in there at any given time. I will often wondered, you know, since 1941, mm-hmm. and it's been, I can only imagine, right? Because you know, you talk about the generational stories and the families that have gone through there, and you know, guys, and although they still wear the same clothes, you know, guys in suits and skinny ties, very sort of a madman through the madman era and all that.
We have a large female representation now too. There are a lot of women in there that are boss babes too.
Yes.
Can't forget that.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
In particular. That's
how you
paid
doing,
attention
bro?
To
I get a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is that you've got these, you've got like generation after generation, and you just wonder how, you know, like it's a, almost in some ways, it reminds people of the frailty of institutions like this.
100%.
You know, you don't want to lose institutions that are so, you know, emblematic mm-hmm. to what Chicago is.
I think that was what hit me when I was standing outside of the building on Saturday. You know, you take for granted, this has been in my family my entire life. It is 2 years older than my dad, okay? And it's just always been. And when I was standing in front of it on Saturday and the realization hit me that it could not be. Mm-hmm. It really shook me down to my core. And I think, you know, we've heard from customers. I've had people call and be like, we said a prayer for you at church today. I've had people
say a prayer for a bar. Honest to God, I get it. Yeah. Well, that church across the street.
The Assumption.
Mm-hmm. The Assumption, that was your family's church, right?
It still is our parish, yeah.
Yeah. And that is the, and you know, that's, mm-hmm. that's right after Mass. It's like, you know, people sneak out of Mass early so make sure you get a seat at the bar, mm-hmm. which is a thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the importance of, it's great to live in now and everything is modern and constantly evolving, but there is something to be said for like nostalgia and the continuity of certain things that you can just hang on to. And Gene and Georgetti, I think, is really one of those things for a lot of people.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It means a lot to you and your family, but think about what it means to so many others.
Well, that's why I was so grateful to be able to be here today, because it was nice to have the conversation about it and let people know, like, we will be back.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Coming back.
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Gotta
good
get,
to hear.
Gotta, you know.
Bar's okay, Ro.
Right.
Yeah. Bar's intact.
You could take
Lucille
Thanksgiving
Ball,
off.
She's fine.
Right. But after Thanksgiving, I want that Friday after Thanksgiving, I want it to be, what do I got to do? We have to do like almost a Jimmy Carter, like raise a house thing over there. We're going to have to like, although you don't want the patrons of Gene and Georgetti's necessarily doing any of the carpentry, because that could result in a lot of problems.
Creative carpentry?
Yes.
Yes.
Things will not be exactly
artistic
right.
interpretation.
Yeah. But you know, I hate to say, we're here praying for you.
Thank
we don't
you.
Pray for a lot, but we're praying for this.
I really appreciate
And no
that.
Vodka was disturbed in this fire, was it?
No.
All right. Okay.
No. And no steaks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think the steaks are probably going to go.
They were safely removed immediately, so it was all fine. They were never damaged because they were in a cooler downstairs. They were aging downstairs.
See? Yeah.
They're in some firefighter's cooler right now.
God loves Gene and Georgetti's.
Yes, exactly.
God loves Gene and Georgetti's.
I mean, I think God invented Gene and Georgetti's. I think it's in the original. It's in the book of Genesis. Gene and Georgetti's.
It's very probable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle Derpetti from Gene and Georgetti's.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Best of luck getting back on.
Thank you so much.
And when you do, let us know.
Okay.
All right.